Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're currently in the Tafsir of Juz'ama, and we're in the 98th surah, moving into, I believe today we'll be able to move through two surahs again to the 97th surah. So it's Surah Al-Bayyinah and Surah Al-Qadr, Surah Al-Qadr. And it's on page 78 of the book itself. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سورة البينة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى يأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا يعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين قيم إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم الخالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم أرادوا أن ذلك لمن يشاء ربه. This was revealed in Medina and consists of eight verses in which Allah says, Lam yakuni ladina kafaru. It's not conceivable that such as are adamant in denying the truth, the first ayat, the truth about the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what descended upon him, min ahli kitabi war mushrikina, the first ayat too, from among the people of the book and the polytheists. This is referring here to the Jews, the Christians, and the polytheist worshippers. Munfakin should ever be released from their disbelief. Hatta tiyam humul bayin, until there comes to them full and clear evidence of the truth. This is referring to the clear path, namely, in the person of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They could not leave their rejection of the truth or separate from the lower world until Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. So when he was sent, some of them accepted and submitted to the truth, and others were confirmed in their denial. And none of them would be released from their disbelief, meaning would leave their old religion, until the clear evidence would come to them, which would nullify whatever misunderstanding they previously were upon. So the undeniable proof came to them. Otherwise they would have said, "No messenger of yours came to us." Rasulun min Allah yatlu shuhufan mutahara. A messenger from Allah who recites pure revelations, meaning books purified from any falsehood or lie. And the intended meaning is that he recites or explains the message contained in the written script of the book, namely the Quran, literally meaning the recitation. What indicates this is that he would recite the Quran from memory and would not read from a text, because he was unlettered, not knowing how to read or how to write. Fiha kutubun kayima, wherein are contained books of ever true soundness and clarity. Books which contain and teach upright guidance and truth and justice. And since the Quran gathers the previous books in itself, it can rightfully be described here as books in the plural. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. And those who had been previously given a book were not divided amongst themselves until the clear evidence of the truth has come to them. Meaning they did not differ in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam until after they came to know that his prophethood was true. So some of them rejected it out of envy, while others willfully believed it. The reason he, Allah, specifically mentioned the people of the book here in this verse, after he combined the mention of them with the polytheists in the first, is because they had prior knowledge of his prophethood in their books. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ. And they were not enjoined save that they worship Allah, the fifth ayah. Meaning in the Torah, the Tarat, and the Evangel, the Injil, they were not commanded except to worship Allah alone, without ascribing any associates to him, without hypocrisy. And instead they substituted what was written and changed it and adulterated what Allah had revealed to them. See Jeremiah 8:8. مخلصين له الدين, serving him with pure sincerity in their faith. They were commanded to make the religion purely for Allah and be themselves sincere in carrying it out. And these statements also refer to divine oneness and leaving the ascription of partners to him and usurious interest. Hunfa, turning to the truth away from all that is false. Moving away from all false doctrine, leaning fully towards the truth in Islam. Wa yuqimu salata wa yu'tu zakata. And that they establish the prayer and spend in mandatory alms. And this refers to what is mentioned in the Islamic law, the salah and the zakah, in addition to the fact that they were also commanded to salat and zakat in their previous revealed books, and this would cause them to enter Islam, for the same God commanded the same ordinances. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ قَيِّمَ. and that is the religion endowed with true moral soundness, meaning the upright religion, including what was mentioned, such as the order of Salat and Zakat. And know, my beloved, that those among the scholars and those of the ignorant ones who reject and deny the existence of the elect will not be released from this practice of theirs until the manifest evidence comes to them, which is the appearance of the Sheikh of instruction and training, who is the inheriting representative of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who recites the Book of Allah, the Mighty, as it should be recited. They did not differ in the rejection of such a one until after his appearance, and they were not commanded except to have sincerity and to purify their innermost selves, which is not possible except in the hand, at the hand, and in the company of such a Shaykh. And know that actions are of three types: commanded actions, forbidden actions, and allowed actions. As for the commanded, sincerity applied to it means forming the intention to be solely and completely for Allah, in such a way that he is not cognizant of anything else in his intention. If the action is in such a quality, then it is considered to be a sincere, pure action. And if it is not for the sake of Allah, such as intending to obtain a worldly reward or praise from others and so on, then such an action is pure ostentation and is rejected outright. And if the intention is mixed between sincerity and ostentation, then it depends on which one is dominant and which one is the impulse, which is the reason behind the action. As for the forbidden actions, abandoning them without the intention to do so cancels its reward. But having the intention to abandon them for Allah will bring with it a divine reward. As for those actions which are simply allowed, such as eating and drinking and sleeping and intercourse and so on, doing them without any intention brings no reward. And doing them with the intention for Allah does bring a reward. For performing the simply allowed actions for the sake of Allah will be requited with a reward, such as if one eats to gain strength to be used in Allah's service, or has intercourse with his spouse for the sake of eschewing forbidden adultery and maintaining chastity and so on. And know that sincerity, ikhlas, is divided into three levels. The first is that one worships Allah in the hope of obtaining some worldly or otherworldly object without having any consideration in one's intention of any other creature besides him. The second level is that one worship Allah only out of seeking a reward. And the third level is that one worship Allah in pure servitude and love, desiring his good pleasure. Then he clarified the state of the two groups in the hereafter as he clarified their state in this world previously. So he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ كِتَابِ وَمُشْرِكِينَ فِي النَّارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. Indeed, those who reject the truth among the people of the book and the polytheists find themselves in the fire of hell to abide therein forever. They are the worst of the creatures. Indeed, those who believe and work wholesome deeds of righteousness, they are the best of all creatures. Their reward with their Lord shall be gardens of perpetual bliss, within which rivers flow, to abide therein forever. And Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with him. That is for him who is in awe of his Lord. 98, 6-8. Those who reject the truth and disbelieve are the worst of creatures, because Allah created them to worship Him, not to disobey Him and rebel against Him. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they, to the exclusion of everyone else, are the best of creatures, and will rightly enter paradise because they obeyed Him and conformed to His commands. Because of their obedience, they will abide forever in the garden, in His garden. Allah is pleased with them, and they with Him, because they expressed, as in they confirmed, and they realized what they intended, and so they came to own whatever they desired, and were granted what no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no heart has ever imagined. Such is the reward for the ones who have reverential awe, khashya, of their Lord. For this reverential awe, which is the specific attribute of those who are knowers of Allah, contains and includes all the perfections of knowledge and action, and the way to worldly and otherworldly bliss, and the means to expose oneself to the Lordship. And His saying, the best of creations, shows the superiority of the believing humans over the angels, and that they are closer to Allah than the angels. And know that angels are pure intellect, akal, without desire. And animals are desire without pure intellect. And humans are both intellect and desire combined. So for the one whose intellect is dominant over his desire, and he is like the angels and better. For the one whose desire is dominant over his intellect, then he is like the animals and more astray. And know that those who deny the existence of the elect among the people of knowledge and others, then for them is the fire of the veil and the separation. And whoever believes in them, then under their training of him, he enters into the gardens of Gnostic knowledge to stay there forever. Allah is pleased with him and thus brings him closer to him. And they are pleased with him and thus submit the affair to him. And no one whom the generous keeps in his care and pleasure can ever be dispelled and exiled. And know, my beloved, that the servant is composed of body and spirit, so the garden of the body is as the one described in the Quran. And the garden of the spirit is the good pleasure of Allah Most High. The first garden is the start, the beginning of the divine reward, and the second garden is the end, the finality of the divine reward. Divine pleasure and wrath are two eternal attributes that continually express their effects in post-eternity, just as they do in pre-eternity, and who appear in manifestation upon those brought near and those rejected. The marks of the accepted are clearly seen in the light upon them, just as the marks of the rejected are clearly seen in the darkness upon them. And know that reverential awe, khashya, is secret, and humility, khushu, is outwardly apparent. We ask Him to grant us all of Him from Him, and that He keep us forever in proximity to Him, for He is the all-hearer, and He is the respondent. Amen. We have time to do next surah, Surah Al-Qadr, Surah 97. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna anzalnahu fil laylatil qadr. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف ألف شهر نزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى
Ta-ma-ta-la-il-fashr.
It was revealed in Makkah and consists of five verses. The reason behind its revelation was that when Allah commanded prostration and drawing near to Him in the previous surah, Surah 696, which we haven't read, He then mentioned the moment in time which is most conducive to the greatest nearness and proximity to Him. So He said, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylati qadr." Indeed, we revealed it, sent it down in the night of destiny, the night of power. He extolled the rank of the Quran in that he confirmed its descent and its revelation from him, and reinforced the attribution of the act of revealing it to him by employing the use of the plural article of dignity, meaning we, which shows his complete attentive care to it and for it, and it did not even mention the name of the messenger of the Quran himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this apparently is for plainly announcing the messenger's fundamental role by not needing to resort to specific mention of him, as if he is already present in the minds of the listeners. Then he magnified the moment at which it was sent down in revelation when he said, "Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr." And what will make you conceive what the night of power, the night of decree is? Phrasing the statement in this way is for the purpose of explaining that its reality is beyond the circle of understanding of the creation. None can truly know the full import of its immense reality, except the one who is completely knowledgeable of the unseen. Just as he says, "Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr." The night of power is better than 1,000 months. It is a summarized explication of its prestigious rank. And in the above two occasions where that night is mentioned, there is no doubt of the supreme exaltation of its nature and affair. And the intended meaning of revelation in Zal could be two meanings. Its complete descent from the preserved tablet from 8522 to the lowest heaven, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah caused the whole Quran to descend at once from the preserved tablet to the lowest heaven on the night of Qadr. And then for the next 23 years it descended from the lowest heaven piece by piece. Or two, it could mean the beginning of the revelation, which is the more apparent meaning. It was called the night of Qadr because it's the night wherein affairs are decided and matters are decreed, taqdir, and in which all that is decreed during that particular year is manifested and enacted in accordance with his saying. In it, every wise command is differentiated and enacted. Quran 44:4. So Qadr can both refer to this enactment of the decrees and can also mean its nobility and rank above other nights. It is commonly said that it falls on the night of the 27th of Ramadan. And know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that the lifespans of his followers would be shorter compared to the past nations. And he was afraid that they would not reach the same amount of deeds performed by past nations because they had longer lives. So Allah honored him with this night, which is better than 1,000 months. Then he further unveiled some of its honor by saying, "Tanazzalu malaikatu rawha fiha." The angels and the spirit descend in it in hosts. The spirit can refer to the archangel Jibril or other angelic creature that cannot be seen by the angels. And the meaning of descending is their descending to the earth and greeting the people and saying Amin after their supplications. Bi'idni Rabbihim, by the permission of their Lord. They descend by the command of Allah as a mercy to the believing and humble slaves of Allah, who invoke his great name and seek his forgiveness. In kulli amr, with all decrees, or with all errand, on every errand. Their descent is for the purpose of every decree which Allah decreed for that particular year to the following year, and for For Allah informs the angels of all that is to occur during that year. Since this is their most important task, he said that this is the reason for their descent. Although this does not conflict with their other tasks of greeting the believers and bringing blessings to them and supplicating for them. Allah said about this, Salam unhiya, peace it is. Because it is, hiya, is the 27th word of the surah. And many commentators have stated that it falls on the 27th night of the Ramadan. Then Allah mentioned its limit in time when he continued, Hatta matala lifar, until the rising of the dawn. And know, my beloved, that for the power, for the people of hearts among the Gnostic knowers, all moments are nights of power, and all places for them are Arafah, the Mount of Hajj, and all days for them are Fridays. Because the reason for exalting a certain time or place above others is because of the blessings that lie in them, such as opportunities for drawing closer, unveilings, openings, and for the Gnostic knowers. All moments are such, as one poet said, were it not for my witnessing your effulgent beauty in my essence, then I would not be content for any hour of my life. The night of power has no special distinction and honor if it is not with you that I fill up my moments. Indeed, if the lover is established in his love, and love does not depend on specific moments, then all nights become nights of power if the beloved appears, just like all days become Fridays when the meeting occurs. And we say, and the praise belongs to Allah, that all of our moments are nights of power if our hearts are fully racing, fully facing Allah. And if we do not stand up except by Allah, or act except by Allah, or not see any but Allah, sincere in one's devotion to Him, leaning away from all falsehood towards the truth, bowing to, standing for, prostrating to, and invoking Him in all states, all places, and all moments. And know that the reward for acts of worshipful devotion in this blessed night, in this blessed month, is nothing less than unveiling of the veil, opening of the door, and witnessing of the holy essence, which cannot be measured or compared to anything. I ask Him Most High that He keep us constantly in His protection and grant us His satisfaction, for He hears, and He responds. Amen. 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 A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm ad-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.